Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, the Pentagon's investigating a U.S. missile strike that apparently hit a school in Iran.
Whoa, a school? That's not good. How does something like that even happen?
Well, the initial reports are saying it could be outdated intelligence. Like, they thought it was a military site, but it was actually a school. Huge mistake if that's the case.
Outdated intelligence? In 2026? You'd think we'd have that sorted by now with all the tech we have. So, what's the fallout?
Senators are already demanding answers. Obviously, this is a major diplomatic incident, especially considering the current tensions with Iran. It sounds like multiple investigations are underway.
Yeah, I can imagine. This is going to make things even more complicated, right? I mean, we're already dealing with.
Exactly. Which brings us to the second story. Iran is apparently laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Strait of Hormuz? Isn't that a major shipping lane for oil? This sounds serious.
It is. It's a critical choke point. And according to the Wall Street Journal, this action from Iran has triggered a U.S. response. There are also reports of Iranian ship attacks in the area.
So, what kind of response are we talking about? More military action?
Unclear exactly, but it definitely escalates the conflict. This is also impacting the global economy. Countries are tapping into their oil reserves because of the uncertainty.
Great. Just what we need, higher gas prices on top of everything else. So, mines in the strait, potential U.S. missile strike on a school, is there any good news today?
Well, maybe not. This next one is a bit unsettling. The FBI is warning that Iran could potentially attack California with drones.
California? Drones? What?
Yeah, apparently, this is in retaliation for the ongoing conflict. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that officials are downplaying the threat, but Governor Newsom says the state is prepared.
Prepared for what? A swarm of drones? That's like something out of a movie. Are we talking like explosive drones?
The reports don't specify, but the implication is definitely not good. Trump weighed in too, saying he's not worried about a domestic terror attack.
Well, that's reassuring, not. Okay, so, potential drone attacks, schools getting bombed, and mines in a crucial waterway. What else you got?
Sticking with the Iran situation for a moment, CBS News is reporting that Trump is vowing to end the war soon. He calls it an excursion that will last a few weeks.
A few weeks? Is that even realistic at this point? I mean, with all the escalating tensions we've just talked about?
It's hard to say. The article also mentions that Iran is threatening banks, and the toll on U.S. forces is emerging. So, it's a complex situation, to say the least.
Yeah, complex is an understatement. Okay, what's the final story? Please tell me it's about puppies or something.
Unfortunately, no puppies. Tornadoes hit northwestern Indiana and Illinois, killing two people and causing significant damage.
Oh man, that's terrible. I saw some pictures online, it looks devastating. Just more bad news piling up.
Yeah, it seems like a rough day for the world. Definitely sending our thoughts to everyone affected by those storms.
Absolutely. Well, that was a lot. Let's hope tomorrow's news cycle is a bit brighter.
Agreed. Thanks for joining me today. And to our listeners, be sure to check back in tomorrow for another Daily Digest.